McLeod USA. If you are a current McLeod USA customer, please press 1 to be connected to our Centers of Excellence. If you're calling in response to recent McLeod USA Wireless for Business advertising, please press 2. To establish new service with McLeod USA, please press 3. For residential service, please press 1.
McLeod USA Residential Sales, how can I help you?
Wow, that was fast. Yeah, hi, my name's Mike, and I'm a Quest customer currently.
Okay.
And I'm very I hate Quest.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that you serve local loops in my area.
Okay, what city and state?
That didn't show up on your screen by any chance, or?
Nope.
Oh, it didn't? Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm in New Mexico.
Okay.
So that's 505, and I'm in the exchange.
Up there?
Oh, I'm sorry, you boxed out a little bit.
We do have service available there.
You do?
Yes.
How about in other exchanges, like, I don't know, like, would you have service there? Whoa, something's going on with my phone here. I'm sorry, I got you on speaker. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I am here.
There we go.
Actually, in that we only have long distance.
Okay. But you do serve locally in the exchange.
Yes.
What other exchanges do you serve off the top of your head? I mean, are you all over the Albuquerque area or no?
Bits and pieces, yes. Yep.
Is it expanding all the time?
It is expanding all the time, yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to have to wait probably till they're in the exchange I really need. So I've got quite a few numbers with Quest here, so.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. And what kind of deals do you have? I mean, let's say I want, I don't know, three-way calling and unlimited long distance. Do you have any packages like that?
We do not have any unlimited long distance.
Okay.
Our long distance, it's no monthly fee or minimum. You just pay what you use. It's 7 cents a minute.
Okay, that's not too bad. That's like the basic rates for AT&T. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, sir.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks.
Internet's just like Boaz's client. I am here to drop a little science. Fiend is the keeper of the arcane knowledge. So you best stand up and acknowledge. Chilling in the chat with the 602 crew. Everything is fine like I wanted it to. Fiend is here, so you best recognize. All you ladies, open up your thighs. Fiend is here, Fiend is here. Crack another beer, cause Fiend is here. Fiend is here, Fiend is here. Script kitty cheer, cause Fiend is here.
Hi, this is Ken at the Monroe Switch. I am in the office today, but just unavailable at the moment to take your call. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
The number called has been changed to telephone number 0171891 4567.
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Это уже номер Шуюга.
Набранный вами номер не существует.
您拨的号码不存在, 请查询后再拨, 谢谢.
This is the Goat Roper, and you're listening to Radio Freak America. Technology, privacy, and freedom around the world.
This is RFA 96. I am Dual, and I'm wearing a scarf. That's right. It's amazing. Scarves actually keep you warm. It's amazing. I'm joined by Bland.
Who is straight.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's style. Never mind. And Zapper.
And I'm walking on a golf green, pacing around with a headset on.
So everybody out there, if you see some crazy man talking to himself on a golf course, he's not really crazy. He just outwardly looks crazy. Actually, yeah, he probably is crazy. It's Zapper. This is 96, right? 96. We're going to start out, well, first of all, it's an amazing feat that this episode is being recorded right now. Because Bland and I were on the verge of death! That's right. I was vomiting violently and other bad things, and Bland was damn sick as well, but we made it. We came through. just for RFA, just for you, the person enjoying RFA right now. I was going to start with an article, Hackers of the World Unite. I haven't even read it. It's in the December 9 issue of Network Computing. If you don't have a subscription to Network Computing, it's I think it's one of the better industry rags. Don't get, what is it, I think it's actually called Information Security. I think I've read, like, I read a couple issues. Maybe I didn't give it enough chance, but it seemed kind of crappy. I think I got more information out of Network Computing. If you can, get a subscription to it. Lie and grab one. They're free if you're, quote, in the industry. So I was going to read this article, but now I'm not because we're pressed for time. We're going to start right out with, I basically have two big topics for this show. One is 2600 meetings. And why is this special? We've talked about it lots of times before. What I'm going to do is talk about the last 2600 meeting in Phoenix, right? The January AZ 2600 meeting. Picture up on oldschoolfreak.com. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to walk you through what that meeting was, because that was a damn fun, damn good meeting, one of the best meetings I've ever been to. We're going to walk through it, and you're going to see what it should be like. Absolutely, what it should be like. And if it's not, change yours. And then the next big topic, we're going to talk about community projects. And no, we're not talking about ghetto housing. We're talking about quality media. We're talking about people in the community, right, in the hacker and free community, creating and sharing. So trust me, it's going to be a good topic and a big one as well. And probably a little story here or there intermixed. Let's all take a drink of our waters here.
Okay.
Because, as you can imagine, I am dehydrated, like you would believe.
Oh, yeah, I've been drinking Pediasure and Oxtail.
What? What have you been drinking?
It's like a Pediasure and a Gatorade cocktail.
Okay, all right, okay. Mix a little Red Bull in there?
I prefer gin.
Isn't that made from, like, tree bark or something?
Most likely.
Is it? Yeah, gin is, like, really nasty. The only thing worse than gin is tequila. Oh, dude.
I don't know. I'm just getting over this, dude.
Sorry. Sorry I brought that up. Okay, a meeting. What should a 2600 meeting be, right? Here's how the last 2600 meeting, the January 04? Wait, what day was that? The 2nd, I'm sorry. The year is 04, January 2nd meeting, and in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's what it was like. We've got our new spot, you know, I'm sure you've heard us talk about that in the past. So we've got our new spot, and we all arrive, you know, around the same time, 5 or 6, just whatever. Lots of people show up. It was a very good turnout, at least 15, if not 20. Really good turnout. We start the meeting by playing around with Bluetooth, like right off the bat. We start playing with Ghetto Tooth and seeing who has Bluetooth there, and this person has it. Hey, check this out. You know you're broadcasting this, and just having a good time. And then we started messing with some more Bluetooth. And if you haven't seen the pictures up on Old School Freak, check them out. Those were taken with Slip's Bluetooth phone, and it has Bluetooth. And then we basically got my little pocket PC PDA. And just started screwing with them until they paired, and until we could transfer files back and forth, and that was a blast, you know. And it, you know, just sit there, you know, no instructions, nothing, just banging on it until it works, and that was just a lot of fun. And all the time, everything else is going on too, you know. There aren't clicks, right? There aren't, you know, people who are shunned, you know. There's nothing like that at all. There's always so many things going on. That's why I can only right now tell you, and Zapper I'm sure has his own, tell you what I did and what I saw. Not long after that, Meme was showing me some new music she had made. She's making some rad music. I mean, it's just rad. It's a little more, I'll say it's trance, right? Because trance is pretty loose just by itself. But it's got this great, like, Tokyo at night feel, if that makes any sense. Bland as that probably doesn't help you any, does it?
Yeah, that speaks.
Seriously? Because it did to me. I mean, that's what it invoked inside of me. So, and she started playing this music, and that's rad. I mean, that's hacking. So, what else? Man, there were so many things. We talked about radio shows. We talked about the community and our meetings. Then I'd say about halfway through, And I'll talk about this as well. I'll talk about it right now. I'd say we're very fortunate that we have three people that I consider, how would I put this? I don't know, not senior, elder, I don't know. Three people that I respect. How about that? We have three people that I that came out wrong. I absolutely respect everybody there, but there are three people there that I think everybody respects, that I think everybody looks up to. Maybe that's the best way to put it. And that would be Rax, Slip, and Mean, right? We're lucky we have those three. You know, they've been around a long time. They've done a lot of things. They've got a lot of knowledge, yet they don't act like it, if that makes any sense. So right then, about midway through, Slip and Rax stand up, gather everybody around, and talk about the status of the meetings and all the crap that we went through moving to the new spot, getting the official meeting spot onto az2600.com or .org, whatever it is, and the 2600 site, and in the next magazine, all of those things. You know, the future of the meetings, forums, activities, things like that, presentations. And some additional information that Slip had, and you know those I think that's rare. I don't know if other meetings have that, but we do. I feel very fortunate with that. We have those three people that I think we all look up to. Again, Rax, Slip, and me. So that was great. That just had a great feeling. That really made me feel like, wow, these are more than just people that dig technology, you know, the same way I do. These are my friends, right? These are, you know, they're like family, straight up. These are people you'll do things for. So that it was just so much fun, and that just strengthened it even more. After that, it got even better. Rax actually brought in a monitor, and hooked it up to his laptop, so we could watch the code. And I don't know what country it's from, probably Finland. I'm not sure, but it's all about Linux, essentially GNU Linux. And unfortunately, the sound, he had these little speakers, and they weren't quiet enough, and with the other noise, and then if any of us were talking, it didn't work, unfortunately, unless you're sitting right next to it. But still, it was great that he brought that, and we tried to see it. Somebody had blank CDs. I just said, man, does anybody have a blank CD? I can get a copy? And sure as shit, somebody did. Somebody had a couple, and Rax got to burn the code for a couple of people, and that was great. What else did we do? Tons of stuff after that. We talked about future projects. Always have a lot of fun. Talked about, all right, I'll admit it. We talked about Bukake. We talked about Bukake. Yes, we did. And you know who I'm talking about. Or Logic knows. Logic knows who I'm talking about. We talked, I'm not going to give nothing else. I'm not going to say anything else, but something special regarding Bukake may come out. So, just had a great meeting. Oh, it doesn't end there. Zapper, before I continue, do you have anything about that great meeting?
Actually, yeah, I had a few things. One, I mean, it may sound like I'm sucking serious cock here, but a lot of people were excited to actually see you there. We unfortunately weren't visited by Condor, who we were really expected to see.
Yeah, that was a big downer.
But yeah, a lot of people, you can notice the mood, and I know you're kind of like an addition to the other three, because a lot of people, you know, come from the meetings maybe 30 minutes away, maybe 40 minutes, maybe right down the street, but you come the long distance, and everybody enjoys the information that you have to bring, and I mean, I guess you kind of light up the freaker side, because there's not many, many, many freaks there. I mean, each one of us has our own experience and whatnot, but you always bring the old school right back to the meeting, and I mean, hell, it's an enjoyment.
Wow, thank you very much. I didn't realize that, actually. I just go and have a good time. It's so much fun, you know. It's like, nobody, that's a great thing. It's like, it's so, everything is so transparent like that. There's no who's lead, there's just no crap, period. I don't even want to say that, because it's just pure fun. It is so much fun. Now, do you agree with me, Zapper, about, like, we're lucky to have, like Rax and Slip and Meme? I mean, and to have two people that can stand up and say, hey, everybody gather around, let's talk about the group and let's talk about our future. I mean, I think we're very fortunate. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we don't get to see Slip much, and you know, he's got a lot of things to say and a lot of information to bring. He kind of keeps quiet, but when you do hear him talk, he's got a very professional standpoint. Rax has a lot of experience, which comes with age. And I mean, there's unlimited resources we have at our meeting, which we're really lucky for, because a lot of meetings, like I was talking to Gluco a while back, and he said his meetings just don't have anything. And I was sitting there trying to throw at him some pointers, and one of our biggest things is we are not a community that just says, okay, we're hackers, we have to go to this meeting. We are people that wait all month, gathering information, keeping on our very tippy toes, so that one day a month we can gather and just spill our guts with everything we've ever known.
Exactly. That's a great statement. That is a great statement. Yeah, we're very fortunate. We're lucky. We have questions. I mean, we got Mean. She knows everything about everything. It blows my mind. You know, we are very fortunate in that aspect. But yeah, you're right. We just, I do. I try to. You know, I bust a lot of stuff out on the show, but I try to bring a lot of stuff to the meetings. You know, I think everybody does. They bring their rest, up like the glove and the, well, there's something else from the meeting that hopefully we're going to bring on to RFA. If I may, Rex or Zapper, if I may continue, the meeting started to, it was getting later, started to wind down. Somebody suggested, hey, let's go to a local restaurant nearby and hang out there. We're like, yeah, we'll do that. So people start gathering stuff up and doing things. Logic went and showed Bob his glove, and I was going to make some phone calls. Started hanging out with Angel. Angel's very cool, by the way. Shout out to Angel. And we actually went looking around, actually looking for the can, right, for the head first, and found the bathroom. And sure enough, right by the bathroom, there's a freaking Quest Fortress right there. There's actually a spot for two payphones, but there's just one fortress. The other one's blank. I'll get a picture of it next time I'm there. And the perfect spot to make calls. I mean, and you get quarter tones when you drop a quarter in. I don't know if that means anything to anybody. Okay, so, it's just the perfect site. You know, people are very cool there. Him and I, since I had my telephone pickup, we messed around with the phones a little bit there, made a couple of phone calls and had some fun before we went to the restaurant. The meeting continued. And we went to this local restaurant, really cool place, and it was very laid back. And it was so perfect. It was like a perfect date, you know. Seriously, all technology at the meeting, you know, good stuff. And I don't want to say all technology, heavy technology. Then we all hung out and just had a blast shooting the shit, talking bukkake. Freaking talking about the crappy food. It was great. It was so good.
Drinks. Can't forget the drinks, man.
The drinks. Zapper had some drinks for all of us. I mean, sorry, Zapper. Fiend had some drinks for all of us. Yeah, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. Then, some of us had the crazy idea to do a little dumpster diving. That's right. And we went diving. We actually talked at the meeting. Was that at the meeting or at the restaurant? I don't know. About where were the best places to dumpster dive? And actually, I think this is a good little morsel for the show. To me, personally, the best places to dive, of course, if you've got a specific target or a specific topic that you want to learn about, then naturally you're going to go for that, right? You've got your telcos, you're going to go to your CEOs, you're going to go to your fleet yards, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But if you're just doing general diving, looking for good stuff, looking for the goods, right? Stuff you're just going to keep in your back pockets, right? Right. Then, I think the best places are medium-sized companies. Yes, not the companies so big that they're in the giant high-rise and they got the compactor that you'll never see their shredded garbage, right? Seriously, they know what they're doing. And not the, you know, the little dinky company in the strip mall that's like the mom and pop and you're going to get more tissue and pizza boxes and good stuff. You want the mid-sized company. In the small high-rise, right, the small commercial buildings, right, medium-sized commercial buildings, maybe the business parks kind of places, too dumb to shred, right? But smart enough to have good stuff. And we also talked about during the diving expedition, what is the perfect dive? What is the juiciest junk that you can get out of a dumpster? And I can say, from personal experience, of course,
it comes.
What?
Bog full of quarters.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, well, that's different. That was freaky. Somebody Somebody, all right, if you haven't heard this story, I was riding my bike, as I'm prone to do on a freak adventure, going behind a grocery store and going into the weirdest places, right, in the dark, dirty alleys, whatever, and there was a freaking giant Tupperware full of quarters. And it was like $200 worth of change. And freaking grab that in one arm and fucking pedal my shelf with that thing under my arm. That was rad, okay, but that's different, because that wasn't even an industrial. I personally think somebody was skimming and stealing from the freaking grocery store, and they put that there to grab it after work. That's what I think. So that was very rare. But yeah, that was one of the better. No, I think now what are things you can get, right? You can get juicy phone numbers, right? You can get hardware, right? Software. But I think the best thing that I've ever found on occasions are toll-free numbers and corresponding extension lists, basically. Basically mapping out a company, right? Getting the Watts line into their junk, and then all the names and extensions for everybody in the company. I mean, that's just, I think that's gold. That's like free voicemail for life right there. So I think that's the best. That's one of the best things I ever found. And I found lots and lots of stuff. I mean, this is a telco book from a dumpster, you know, whatever. I like that, and that was my opinion. So I'm sure everybody's found really good stuff. You can go to the Stank Dog forums to find out some really good stories, but I think that's gold. Because that's something you could actually, ooh, I don't want to say use, play with? Does that work? Yeah, something you can
explore.
What's that?
Explore.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Spoken like a true hacker. Yeah, that's what I think is a good dive. So we went dumpster diving. And we went to medium-sized companies. I thought companies, one that I've been to before and others that we went around and looked like they would be good companies I was driving, so I basically made a decision what looked good, what's not. Most of them panned out. A lot of them had tons of stuff. We found that mortgage companies and what else? Oh, was it insurance companies? Well, a lot of those just middle-sized companies just don't shred, and they throw tons of stuff away. If you wanted to go dig and actually research some of the information, even one little piece of information you could get a lot of stuff. You could get the docs on people easy. But we didn't really care about that. We don't want that. We just want the stuff that, hey, it's juicy right now, and you can put it in your back pocket, right? That's what it's about. We found software. We found presentations on CD. We found annual reports. We found lots of stuff. Angel took us to a CLEC, and unfortunately it was empty. Hey, maybe next time. Had a good time. Had a great time. One of the best meetings in a long time. Shouts to the whole PHX 2600 crew. That is a blast. Thanks to 9Volt for updating everything. Just a lot of fun.
I have something to add onto the free dumpster diving.
Please.
One of the best things, and it sounds a little weird and cheesy, but one of the best things to ever dumpster dive for is right around job hire time, because you know they got those hire packets, and those hire packets are gold mine for companies. They contain the numbers, they contain the do's and don'ts, they contain the company procedures.
Ooh. Wow, yeah, if you know when a company is hiring, ooh, that's very good. And new employees, you think they hang on to that stuff? Toss it. That's right. And it's probably never shredded. Like, some companies, you know, they've got binders, right? They give you a binder full of crap. And if they toss that, dude, talk about insight into the company. Very good point. Very good point.
I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
A lot of that is like, I know at the company I work for, you have a voicemail account. So it gives you the dial-in for the voicemail account, like the default password that you need to use the first time you access your voicemail account, things like that, which are really really juicy bits of info.
Oh, yeah, that is juice right there. See, that's the good stuff, I think. Stuff that you can explore right away. And even if you don't, you can put it in your back pocket and say, yeah, I can do that. Here it is. Have fun. You know, you can give somebody else. So go ahead, go for it. I got it, but I ain't going to do nothing with it. You know what I mean? I think that's the shit right there. That's the dank, as Dakota would say. That was the meeting. It was blissful. Absolutely blissful. I can't wait to go to the next. And that's what seriously, it doesn't have to be exactly like that, obviously. But your meetings should be like that, and if they're not, change them.
That's one other thing on the meeting, and I'll drop the meeting thing, but one of the biggest advices I probably said to Gluco as well is age has nothing to do with it. If you look at PHX meeting, we have a 7-month-old to, I believe, 43. So, and we have a wide variety of teenagers to people who are college students, and everybody can contribute information. The 12-year-old down the street could have more information than the 40-year-old. The 40-year-old can talk from experience. It's all about, you walk in and you kind of feel like you're the lonely person, you don't want to say anything because you might get shunned. Don't be afraid to say something. You can talk about anything, really. One of the biggest advice I probably gave to him as well is when you go to that meeting, don't go there to expect somebody to talk to you and tell you something. Go there to teach somebody something else. If you go there for nothing else, go there to teach someone something you know.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, I think, learn something, right? Ask questions. Just as I said, don't be scared to go talk to people. Ask questions. If you don't understand it, ask. We've talked about that in the past, too. It's just, it's the perfect environment. And guess what? You're going to make friends, and it's naturally going to come out. And it's going to click. You know what? If anything, this is social training, right? It is. It is definitely social training. The thing is, we as a community, I don't believe, need it as much as normal people. I think we handle more different, I don't want to say handle even. We have so many different types of people. It doesn't, everything, think of every demographic, every different demographic type you can imagine, we've got it there. All wrapped up in a 20-person meeting. And it's like, none of it matters. Because it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. And guess what? In our community, it doesn't. How about yours, bitch? That's right. We don't need the social training. We're more social than half the people on the planet, most of the people on the planet. You people are scared to talk to your damn neighbor. And we got friends all around the world. What the hell? We're freaky, pale, antisocial freaks? Well, sure we are. But we're damn good at it. And we get along well. And we can absolutely socialize and party if we so choose. And no, we're not all pale, antisocial freaks. Just in the winter, I get the farmer tan. So, I'm serious. The meetings I go to, these are absolutely special people.
Pictures of the tan can be found at www.
Oh no, that's true. If you haven't, go see the pictures, because while I was listening to wonderful trance, right, made by me. People were doing things with the camera that should not be done. That's all I got to say. And, you know, I could feel it. I could, wait a minute. Somebody's looking at this. So go to the site, check out the pictures. It's hilarious. I expect a GIMP soon. I've given up. It's going to be GIMP. So do it. Just wait till Hack TV comes out, baby. Oh, yeah. So, if you've got anything else, please. This is going to be a big topic and an important one, an absolutely important one. I would love to hear about other people's meetings. That's what I'm hoping for. Other radio shows, segue that where I could hear about other people's meetings. I would love to hear about that. If there was like a show, like random, the freaking Chattanooga 2600, right? If there was a radio show for the Chattanooga 2600 meetings, I would probably listen. Here's what we talked about. Here's who presented. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what the meeting was like. You know, I would listen to that. That'd be rad. That'd be so rad. So, that's kind of a mild segue, actually. Kind of a bad segue. Whatever. To the next big topic, and that is community projects. A.K.A. quality media. That's right, media that you will want to consume. Why are we bringing this up? Well, you will see. You'll see that this is a very important topic. If you're listening to RFA, if you're one who enjoys the RFA, then this will definitely be an important topic to you. Again, community projects, A.K.A. quality media. Let's start with the print. And actually, we're going to run through this, and then we're going to give you the important message, right? And talk about it then. Let's start with Yeah, I'm gonna keep it that. I'm gonna keep it that way. We're gonna go over a few, and then I'm gonna give you the important message because I think it has more impact that way. Obviously, we'll start with BinRev magazine. You'll see BinRev at the top of a lot of these, but BinRev magazine, a printed magazine, much like 2600, quality equal to, if not greater than 2600. And if you haven't seen one or two, let me know. Oh, by the way, somebody's got an order for one and two to me, to the PO box, to the physical mail address. Man, I'm sorry about the delay. I'm getting it to you shortly. I got to print up a short run. It's going to cost me a bundle, whatever. I'll get it to you. So please forgive the delay. BinRev, $5, printed, semi-quarterly, great magazine. Now, I'll give this message up front. Contribute to all of these, every one, if you can. I know it's a lot of time, but honestly, I think you'll enjoy it. And if you cut out crappy TV and Clear Channel Radio, you'll have time. Seriously, this is, I don't say quality media lightly. These are things that you will absolutely... You will learn more from one episode of Default Radio than a semester of community college classes. I hate to say it, but shit, I just took one. I learned more from one app of Default Radio than that whole damn class. I'm sorry. So, to continue with print, Default Magazine, right? Default Radio just came out with their first e-zine. Check that out. Freakazoids, issue 3. I'm so glad this is going strong. Issue 3 of Icons Mag. Really, really good stuff. Freakazoids, you can find that at Freaks and Geeks. Dig Zine, which is both electronic and physical. I highly recommend buying the physical copy. I'm very pleased. I actually bought two of number 1. I'm planning to buy two more of number 2. Very pleased with the quality of that. Dig Zine is very good. I think it's digzine.org?
Either org or TK.
Crap, I don't remember. Oh, I feel terrible. You can find it. Just go to the text files page at oldschoolfreak.com, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see a little section called Current Issues, and it's got the covers of some printed zines, or e-zines and printed zines. And I think I have links. I think you can click on the cover and go to the site. Don't quote me on that, but you can at least see the cover. So, Dig Zine, Radical Future, of course. These last few, they haven't been as active lately. I hope that doesn't mean much, but Radical Future, Outbreak has been a little slow, and also Frequency, Screamers e-zine. Those have been a little slow. I've also heard rumors of other zines, printed and otherwise. Zapper, Bland, have you heard anything?
No, I know there's a lot of people that want to make some, and that's great, but also to remember to contribute to some of the already existing ones, because that's how they exist, is people contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. Contribute. You know what? I think this is probably the easiest way to put this, and this is going to sound really silly, but contribute to whom you want to contribute to, right? If you like this magazine, if you like this radio show, if you like this video program, contribute to it, right? If you want to be a part of a certain type of media, right, in the community, then contribute to that certain part. I think that's what's important. If something makes you feel like you're a part of it, then you will probably contribute to it. So, I think that just follow that simple guideline, which you probably already would. And I think everything will work out, and everybody will end up being happy. Actually, I'll talk about one thing I just heard. I've yet to research it, but I will. It's called Blacklisted 411, older printed hacking magazine. I've seen copies. I don't have any myself. I heard it's coming back, so you can look into that as well. Next, let's move on to the radio. That's right. And again, at the top, BinRev, Binary Revolution Radio, with your host, Stank Dog. That's right. Very good stuff there. Default Radio, one of my faves. CCCPR, brand new show. We have In the Now, of course, by the famous Slip Mode.
Very good show. Yeah, very good radio.
That's right. Moment of Silence to VR. Okay, and that's you gotta listen. Gamer Radio. I know that's not that's kind of on the periphery of the community, but still part of. That's C4 stuff. And I've heard lots of rumors of new shows there. I wish I had the scoop on them. Actually, I think I will bust one of the rumors, and that is that Kuroishi might be putting together a show. That would be very nice. That'd probably have a very... I think it's from him. I don't recall exactly what I read, but a different feel, different type of show, so probably most welcome. So we've got all of those shows, all of that audio to listen to, and there's other stuff, of course, the Linux show. People send me links, and it's great. Yeah, I've got... And forgive me, I know people send me some emails. Lots of emails. This is a little digression here. I've been on travel, and I have been ill, so I know I've got lots and lots of emails. I'm sorry I haven't got back to them. I haven't updated the site much. I'm going to be getting on that stuff. I just ate today, so I will be getting on that stuff. So there's the radio for you. Good stuff there. Video.
Dun-dun-dun.
We got Hack TV. Forthcoming, very, very soon, Hack TV will be out, Hack TV F1, the real F1. The other test episode is made up of stuff that already existed, and that's still pretty damn funny. So be looking out for Hack TV, and be looking out for more video stuff. Again, I will drop, there have been rumors of continued creation. I guess you could count the broken, I guess. I personally wouldn't, but whatever.
I try not to.
Yeah, so let's not, then. I think video has got a lot of potential. You see, Sean Kay went to video, and at first I was like, eh, I like his radio better, and maybe I still do, so maybe I'll just shut up. But
I think the reason behind video being a harder problem as compared to, like, RFA, BinRev, and whatnot is a lot of people choose content for these type of topics that they prefer not to have a face to match with. And a lot of the resources, like video cameras, digital video cameras, a computer that can compress and mix the stuff, and a media to deliver it on is a lot more demanding than, say, making a radio show or an e-zine.
That's very true. That's very true. You know what? And that's, honestly, that's probably why I seem to prefer the Sean Kay radio show, SKTSM, because of that. Because I could download and listen to it anytime, right? His shows, they're not all encoded. It's audio only. Sometimes the audio is bad. I think you're right. You can only watch it on Windows right now, from what I understand. Maybe you're right. You know what? That's probably a very accurate statement. But I still think it's possible. Even short, personally, I would love to see short clips, right? A few minutes, maybe. You can get real media. I know it's crappy, but down to some damn small sizes, right, for a few minutes of video. Look at the crap on oldschoolfreak.com. Those are fun videos, right? Some are a little big. Some are about the size of a show. Some are a lot smaller, right? So you can do videos. It doesn't have to be a half-hour show like Hack TV, right? That's going to be some semi-professional, you know, produced video right there when it comes out. I would love to see more video. Wait a minute. Remember a long time ago, I said, I would love to hear more Hacker Radio. What did I do? I made Hacker Radio. Okay, so other projects that aren't audio, visual, or text. We've got the 944 project. That's right. You can go to the 944project.com and look at that, and hopefully contribute to that. You can go to the NPA, the soon to be named, hopefully NPA.php by NTheory, right? But not Theory. And check out that project and possibly help with that. I think he's got a lot of things he wants to include in that, and he could probably use a lot of help. PWF, I will pimp that right there. PWF is going to continue. Dude, just this week, I got double-digit payphone numbers. It's amazing. Not to mention the scan we just dropped on it. We just got double-digit payphone numbers, at least. And there's lots of other projects that people are putting together. Phone directories that you can contribute to. Help me out, guys. I know there's lots of stuff. People are doing stuff all the time. Code. People's code. I mean, why can't why can't two people writing some code be a project? And it doesn't have to be leak freaking buffer overflow, this or that. It could be something that just, that does a task, right, that needs to be done. It's like, simple code. GitHub is nothing, man, but a lot of people, Hackenslash is going to write a graphical version for it. That could be a project right there.
That could be a props in there, and that's SourceForge, the king of all kings when it comes to open source projects.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Make a project, put it on SourceForge. That's a... I can't believe I didn't think about that, but there you go. There you go. There's so many things you can do to contribute. So many things. Even posting on the boards, you're helping. You're helping. So the message, right? You went through all this crap to hear the message. And believe me, I guarantee you, all this stuff has a meaning, even beyond this message that I will give you now. And what we were just doing was reaffirming our dedication to these projects and to urge you to do the same. Right? To stay dedicated, to keep learning, believe me, learning yourself, teaching yourself something and learning about something helps the community. Why? Because you will end up, undoubtedly, you will end up sharing that information somehow. If not directly through an article or through something through one of these types of projects, audio, visual, text, you will share it with somebody. Bettering yourself will better the community, I promise you. So no matter what happens, we promise to stay dedicated and to continue to change and grow and contribute. And we urge you to do the same. If you've noticed, the past few RFAs have gotten a little preachy. Kind of like the Roots. And I like it.
Hey, I'm Stoley Boy.
What?
I said, your name's Toby, boy.
Dad, I missed that reference. I'm sorry.
It's a Roots reference.
Roots?
Yeah, there's a movie with LeVar Burton.
Oh, Banana Clip.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of Roots. Never seen it, though. Okay. You know, that's a... Man, I'm just horrible. People say, oh, yeah, did you see this? I'm like, no. Oh, man, you remember that funny line? I'm like, no, sorry, no. Although Buster Evans, I'm like, I don't get it. Oh, it's from this TV show, movie. I'm like, gotcha. Do you see that? No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I did listen to NPR this morning. So, that's the big message. Do you guys have anything to add to this?
Drink more beer?
That's for Fiend. Bland?
Heard the code.
Learn to code, woo. That's big right there. And you know what? That's good. If an old man like me, right, because I guarantee you get older, learning new stuff gets a little harder, a little slow, especially after all the illicit drugs I've done. Things are a little slower upstairs. But damn it, I get through it. I can do it, you can do it. Definitely learn to code. It's damn fun. It's damn fun. Wish I had more time.
Yeah, the thing I have to add on the code end is people out there, they like to end at C. Guys, don't end at C. There's assembly out there. I mean, I've heard so many people that talk high and mighty of code, and coding is great in C. Once you take your boundaries a little bit further, once you get smart enough and educated enough, and step into assembly, because, I mean, you really want to get one-on-one with your computer, learn assembly.
Amen. Now, personally, here's my take, and this is from my little experience with code, right? And big shouts to Voodoo Hal and Not Theory for helping out everybody with code. I mean, to drop their skills like that, the way they do, it's really, really big of them. If you're coding for a living, right? If you're growing up formally trained or not formally trained, but you're still coding, whatever. But if you're doing it for a living, naturally you're going to learn what pays the bills, right? What keeps the roof over the head. Otherwise, find out what you like and stick with that. Because I started, I tried Java. Ugh, dislike that the most. C, kind of dug that. C++, eh. None of them really did. But, dude, when I got to the Perl, I tried Python for a little bit. Didn't go there. But all those I tried, nothing really stuck until Perl. As soon as I got to the Perl, man, that was it. The Perl is the rock source, I'm telling you. So that's just personal. I say, if you're just doing it for fun, you're just doing it to enrich yourself in the community, play around until you find something you like. Write some Hello Worlds and find out what you dig. And one of them, you will understand. I'm serious. Don't stop until you find it. The music, some of the music at the beginning and the music at the end of the show is by none other than the Bland Inquisitor.
Sweet.
Yes, Bland, you were on this show. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals, the day. I love that, by the way. Bland is definitely an accomplished musician, and you will hear that at the end of the show. That's it for this show. I don't know if it's short, I don't know if it's long, I don't care. I got the two big messages out that I wanted to get out. You guys, you satisfied?
Definitely. I'm satisfied.
Yeah. Zapper, thank you again for coming
on. Later.
What's that?
I said maybe I'll leave the sticker story for later.
The sticker story, yeah, save it. Save it for, save it, trust me, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you again, Zapper.
No problem.
And Bland, thank you as always.
You know I love it.
My brother from another mother. Okay, this has been RFA 96, and we'll see you next week.
Ted Nugent killed all the animals. He did it so he could bond with his mate.